Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. First order of business for this evening will be the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain their request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 11356, Dale E. and Jean L. Witzel, south of Road 312 River Road, across from Pocahontas Avenue and approximately 0.4 miles east of Road 311 Chief Road, and being lot 14 in Riverdale Park. Tax map ID is District 234, map 34.12, parcel 49, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
You can come on up, please. Ma'am, you need to go up and be sworn in first, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jean Al Wetzel, 32464 River Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you're here requesting a variance for the expansion of your bedrooms and
bathroom. Two bedrooms and bath.
Okay. Now, this is from your side yard. Okay. Well, let me start. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes, I'd like to hear your request, and can you address the standards for us for granting variance? Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
Yes, we have two very small bedrooms and a very, very small bathroom between them. And we need a new bathroom so that my husband and I are both over 70, and we both have balance problems and have health issues. And as the bathroom stands now, it's a tub. And on one end of the tub is the vanity, and the other is the commode. We can't even put glass doors in, or we have to jump over the commode, and neither one of us could do that. So that is the main reason for it. But because it would look better with the whole wall done, plus it would give us more room in both bedrooms.
Okay. The request that you're making is for 2 feet.
Correct.
How far will you be? I'm looking at a, I guess, a survey.
Yeah.
Does that show how the home is now?
Yes.
And this is the side that you want to encroach?
Look at that. Yes.
Okay. And you want to encroach 2 feet into the setback. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you fill out the application, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And with that application, you recall signing a form saying that you understood the standards for granting a variance and that you had to convince the board that you meet those standards?
Yes.
Okay. Can you do that for us?
You mean like the setbacks?
No. There are 5 standards. You have to show that there's uniqueness, that it can't otherwise be developed and wasn't created by you and so forth.
Okay. The uniqueness... I think I pretty much said it. With the extension of the bedrooms, like I said, my husband just had surgery 2 weeks ago on his back. I had surgery a month ago. And it's very hard to even get around the bed. And now he's on a cane and possibly a walker. So with the extension of the bedroom, it will make it much easier for us to navigate around even the bed.
So you're suggesting that it's because of your health situations, it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I see that the lot is not uniformly rectangular. It has an odd shape.
Most of them do.
Does that create a difficulty in accomplishing what you're trying to do then?
Yeah, the reason we need the extra 2 feet is because on the roadside we have plenty, but on the water side it's just short.
Right.
And it's not very far that we're short.
Okay. There's 3 other standards, that it cannot have been created by the applicant, that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum to afford relief, if you could address those for us. And I think I'll be satisfied.
Are you on?
The last 3 standards that you haven't created the hardship or exceptional practical difficulty.
The difficulty came after we both developed health and balance problems.
Okay. And as far as the essential character of the neighborhood?
It shouldn't bother anybody at all. The new people that moved in next door, they have no problem with it whatsoever.
Okay.
And it should, if anybody would be bothered by it, it would be them.
Okay. And is your request a minimum to afford you relief in this situation?
What?
Is this request a minimum to afford relief?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You're not asking for any large addition?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. All right, Mr. Mills.
Mr. Huff?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
Your front is what, Indian River?
Yes.
Okay.
Indian River Bay.
Indian River Bay is the front?
On those lots, I believe.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. Okay. So, how big did you say your the bay?
We want
you're going a 6-foot addition?
We want a 6-foot addition.
Okay. All right. I see it there. Okay. So, that makes you encroaching into the setback by 2 feet.
2 feet.
Okay. No more questions.
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions that have already been asked. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated meeting the standards for granting a variance. The lot is of an odd shape and limits what she is trying to accomplish, that being because of health reasons necessary to enable reasonable use of the property now. We heard her testify that the practical difficulty and hardship had not been created by them. Didn't feel that it would alter the central character of the neighborhood, nor did we hear testimony to the contrary. And they're asking for 6 feet on the addition and a 2-foot variance, which I believe is a minimum. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,356.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,356. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,356 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes,